We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Pei Aleph Amud Beis from the Gemara. And the Mishnah, what up Pei Beis Amud Aleph, we're starting from Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the right after the Mishnah. We'll say what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that if the whole entire behemoth, the Pesach, becomes Tameh or Rubai, then you have to burn it Lefnei Habira, in front of it, because in front of everyone, Kedei Levayishon, the Gemara says, to embarrass him. And since they made him do that, they allowed him to use the Atzei Hamarocha, the wood from the Mizbeach. But if it's Nitma Miutai, so then he doesn't have to burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash. He can burn it any way he wants in Yerushalayim, in his Chatzar, on his Gag. But he has to use his own Eitzim. And the last halacha in the Mishnah is that Tzaikonim, which are people who are cheap or frugal, they don't want to spend any money, they're allowed to go, Tzari Ayin, Rashi calls them, they're allowed to go to the Bufnei Avira, that's a place where they make the Yisraifis, and they use the Atzei Hamarocha there also. So it's time for the Gemara, Nitma Miutai. Nitma Miutai says if the meat of it got Tameh or Noisa, you burn it any way you want in Yerushalayim, but you have to use your own wood. For a minute, that's your kash. We learned in the Mishnah before, early in the Masechta, V'chemish Yotzom Yerushalayim, someone left Yerushalayim, V'niska Shesh V'yodeh Basa Kodesh, he remembers he has with him Basa Kodesh. Now the halach is, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim to burn it. So im avat Tzayfim, if you pass the place called Tzayfim, which is far from Yerushalayim, you don't have to go back. We're not Matriya to go back. Sarf from Kaima. You can burn it right where you are. Im lav, if not, choyzev resarf ne'abira ma'atzim aracha. You go back to Yerushalayim, you go in front of the Beis HaMikdash, and you burn with the Atzei Hamarocha. So the kash is, mashma over here, you're even allowed to use the Atzei Hamarocha, even though it's the only Nitma Miuta, it's one piece of boss you brought out. L'chayra, the only heter to use the Atzei Hamarocha was dafka by Nitma Shalem, where the whole thing became Tamei Aruba, which was a big pshia, and there we wanted to embarrass him. We said, we have to make a sreifa in front of the Bira, in front of the Beis HaMikdash. So there we had a Tanai Bez, then we allowed him to use the Atzei Hamarocha. But who said, even one little piece of basa that you left, you could use Atzei Hamarocha. It's hektish. Atzei Hamarocha is hektish. Who's they allowed in this case? Here it says they allowed it. Not Atzei Hamarocha. That's the kasha.
What's the problem with burning it?
You're using the Atzei Hamarocha. It's like me'ila. Using their wood. Their firewood. They're being mishtamish their firewood.
The meat has some
Kurdish, right, yeah, but still, it's your problem against the mitzvah, the noisa is your problem to make a sreifa. I hear what you're asking, but the chayr is supposed to be your mitzvah. It's not a carbon.
No, I thought yeah. The
right, yeah. But the advice is it's your mitzvah. So Amr Chamba Okva Loi Kasha, it's not shver. Kambach Sanoi Kama Balabais. Our Mishnah is discussing our Balabais, where he has his own wood. He lives at home, this is his place, he lives in Yerushalayim, he has wood. Mashenkin, the case of the guy who left, obviously is a guest. He has no wood with him. He has no wood with him, so we allow him to go to Atzei Hamarocha to burn it there in the communal fire, there in the fire from in front of a bureau that has Atzei Hamarocha. That's one teretz. Rapapama, Hava Bachsanoi, even by Achsanoi, it's not so poshut he can use the Atzei Hamarocha. It depends. If he left already, packed up all his bags, we're not going to be about three of him to go find firewood. But our Mishnah that says that you have to use your own Eitzim is even by Achsanoi, even by a guest, but he didn't leave yet, he didn't pack up all his things, we make him go buy wood. Rav Zvid Amar, Lo'ilom kedom v'kara kam Achsanoi kam abalabayis. That means Achsanoi you can use the Atzei Hamarocha, abalabayis use his own wood. Va'af agav lehichsik v'derech, and even though lehichsik still Achsanoi, keeping the less place, he doesn't have, we want him to buy. So Asur Kitzaikonim, we made him like the same level as the Tzaikonim, which on the Tzari Ayin, the Tanaim and the Tanaim Mishnah, Tzaikonim, Sarfin Oysof Ne'abira, Veshvil Lehonis Ma'atzim Aracha. The Tzaikonim burn it Lefnei Abira with the Atzim Aracha, and because they didn't want to spend the money, so Achsanoi is not worse than that, and therefore, you could do that. Now, is Rav Zvid a new teretz? L'chor is not a new teretz, the same teretz as Rav Chama. So Rashi speaks out, he's just sticking up for Rav Chama. Rav Papa had a taina that Achsanoi only has a heter if it's hichsi with erech. Rav Zvid saying, even without hichsi with erech, you're still a guest, and then you don't have, to make your guy bar, you're not going to marry three of him. What? Right. What? No, but our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah is saying what Allah hichsi with erech was saying. Our Mishnah to Lehech Zudarach. That's what we're saying.
Why didn't Mishnah walk in with the price and the misers were able to.
Right.
They bring the
right, only a miser. But here we're saying even not a miser.
No, Mishnah. If you're not allowed to, then how could they do it?
Right. The terrorists, it's only when it's a tariff that Bezdin was allowed them to do it. Because it's not so possible.
A tariff is not a Bezdin, it's not a tariff. It's just cheap.
Right. Right, I guess that's it. I know, I guess that's a tzarech.
If it's not allowed, then
I guess that's a okay. Tara Rabbanon. Ba l'sarfa b'chatzrei sehem u'ma'atzeh maracha ein shoymin lahem. The halacha is, if you want to burn it in your own chatzer and use the atzeh maracha, ein shoymin lahem. It's not allowed. Lefnei abira, we'll speak out in a second exactly what this means. The Gemara is going to speak about it. We'll speak out in a show or so. So ba l'sarfa b'chatzrei sehem atzeh maracha. You want to use the atzeh maracha in your own backyard, in your shlaim, of course, ein shoymin lahem. You're not allowed to do that. Lefnei abira u'ma'atzi atzman ein shem lehem. Lefnei abira, and they want to use their own etzim, you can't do it either. So the Torah says, Bishlam u'ma'atzi ha'maracha b'chatzur sehem. We understand, ein shem lehem, why not? Dilma paishon, maybe you'll have left over after the sreifa. I mean, I also have a colleague, you're allowed to use it for your own good. It's in your own house, you're allowed to use your own good. I can ask me, even for your kachim, how you're allowed to burn it in your own house. So the Mashal speaks out that we'll talk about saikonim here. Talking about Tzaikonim, so saying even Tzaikonim, who allow them to use Atzeh Maracha, they can't bring it back home and use it in their own house. Why not? Because they might come to the color, because the leftover, they'll say, you know what, I have leftover, I'll roast some marshmallows. That you can't do. But the other way, we don't understand. My time, why can't you bring your own wood to Lefnei Abira? You're supporting Klai Yisrael, you're supporting the Beis Hamikdash. What's wrong? Bring your own wood to Lefnei Abira and make the fire. My time, Eloi. It's more as two pshatim. Rav Yosef Ayimersh, Levi Eshes Misha Einloi. We're calling to say that we don't want to embarrass someone who doesn't have. That place, everyone got to use the Beis Hamikdash's Eitzim, because you don't embarrass someone who doesn't have Eitzim. Look, you bring your own. He can't afford it. You don't want to embarrass him. So in front of the Beis Hamikdash, we allow everyone to use Atzeh Maracha. That's one shot. Why you can't bring your own Eitzim? Rav Amar Difum Shat. Because if you use your own Eitzim, what happens if you didn't need all the wood? You'll bring it back home. And people see you walking away from the Beis Hamikdash with wood. They'll think you're stealing. So Rav Amar Pneach Shat. It's a Shat. So my benai, what's an afkamil la halacha between both pshatim? Ikebenayu the icy koni v'cherusa. If the wood he brought to make the fire was these reeds and these palm tree like lovim lechazim maracha, those are not used for maracha. Why not? Those burn very quickly. They're not good firewood. So that if he brought that type of wood to the bira to burn his kachim, if someone walks home with them, no one's going to think you're taking atzeh maracha because they're not usable for atzeh maracha. They're not what we use. Atzeh maracha needs good pieces of wood. So that would be an afkamin la halacha between both pshatim, if it's b'nei achshad or levai and misha einlo. So according to Rav, it's b'nei achshad, you will be allowed to use the koni v'charusa even in front of a bira because lechazim maracha. Once we mention this machlekes b'nei achshad or shloi levai and misha einlo, we're going to bring another similar machlekes. Tanan Ha, so we went to the Mishnah Mesechtas Tamid. The halacha is that the people, every day, the different kahanim from a different base av, for that mishmar of the week, a different Beis Av, they worked in the Beis Hamikdash. The halacha is, if someone became, let's say his job was on Wednesday, it was the Havayda of Wednesday, he became Tamei on Tuesday, so he can't work on Wednesday because he has to wait for Harav Shemesh. They stood all the Tameim in front of the Beis Hamikdash and show everyone their Tamei. That says in the Mishnah. Tan Asam. Roish HaMaimid, HaYamaimid Es HaTameim Al Shar HaMizruch. The one who was in charge of this stood everyone up, all the Tameim, on the Shar HaMizruch. What does Shar HaMizruch mean? In Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Shara Mizrach means the Knisa Laharabayas. According to Tosfos, it means the Shara of the Ezra's Noshim. But it was in a public place. They stood them up there. These are the Tameim. My time, why to do that? Om Rav Yosef, Tupshat. Om Rav Yosef says, Pshat Vaisham, to embarrass them. Look, these people, they weren't careful. They knew they had a job tomorrow to work in the Beis Mikdash, and they became Tameh. Rav Amar Pneach Shad. Rav says the reason is because people think that, you know, they didn't come today. They had a good good business deal. They're working. They have the Avoy that are working. So therefore, we want to show them, no, they're not working. There's Tomei, they can't do Avodah. So my benai, what's the afkamin lahalacha between both pshatim, why we stand up the Tameim in front of Shara Mizrach? Ike benayu mifanke. If there are people who don't really work, these guys are guys who don't work, mifanke, they don't do anything, both of them are halacha. So there, it can't be that they're not here because they're working. So everyone knows they're Tomei, so you don't have to stand them up. But if the Vart is to embarrass them, you still have to stand them up. Another tarot, a similar tarot, Inamitika Godol Shishura. Their job is to make strings. Strings. That's also not a good job. It's a nagashmaka job. You don't make too much money. Yeah, it's a low job. So he'd rather do avoid than that. Also, not Chayshim. He went to go strings and not do avoid that. We're not worried about. And therefore, you also, if you that Madiyami, won't have to stand them up. Only if you hold it's out Levayisham, then you would have to stand them in front of the Shara Mizrach. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. New Mishnah. Mishnah says like this. We just learned that you have to burn noisar and you have to burn things that became tame or kachim became tame. What's the makar for that and what's the halachas of that? That's what we're learning now. HaPesach Shiyotza, a Pesach that went out of Yerushalayim before you had a chance to eat it, is a Psul Yotze, it's called. Oish Nitmo became Tameh, Yisarif Miyad. You right away burn it. Even if it's Erev Pesach, when this happened, the halacha is you burn it right away. You don't have to wait till Uba Tzurasa, which means overnight it gets more decomposed, and then you don't have to wait for that. You can burn it right away. But Nitmo HaBailim, the Bailim became Tameh, and because of that, you cannot eat the Karm Pesach. Or the Baalim died, then the halacha is you can't just burn it miyad, because it's a gnai to burn good meat. You have to wait till Tuba Tzurasa. And you burn it on the 16th day, first day of Chol HaMoed. You can't burn it on the morning of Pesach, even though it's already Uba Tzurasa then, because on Pesach, you're not allowed to burn Kachim. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn Kachim. We'll see in the next Mishnah about that. You're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. So you wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed to burn it. What? I guess not.
There were no fridges then.
Right, yeah. I guess they put it in a certain room. But like upon the nafmin is like this, that if it became Tameh or went out, so it's a psal aguf, so then it's puzzle, it's psal aguf, you burn it right away. If it's only a zaitik called dava achar, a zaitik of psal, because the baalim can't eat it, then you have to eat the uibar tsuru. Rabbi Yechim Brak HaOmer, af zeh yisarif miyad, even if the baalim is not, he dies or he's Tameh, he's not, he can't eat it. Even then, that's called psul gufa, yisarif miyad, v'she'ein loy oichlim. Just has no oichlim, and the Iri learns the pshat is because since he holds achilas psachim ha'akva, so it becomes a psul haguf, and he can't eat it, and therefore it's called psul haguf, and you can burn it right away. So when it's psul medavachar, psul davachar, not psul gufa, if you need ibatsura or not. Our Tanakhama says you need ibatsura, Mirechim Breker says not. So tomorrow, Bishlama, now we're going to talk about where's the makar that you have to burn kachim that became possible. Bishlama tamei, dechsiv, ksiv, abasash, yiga b'chol tamei, lo yoychel ba'ish yisarif. The pasuk says, abasash, yiga b'chol tamei, lo yoychel ba'ish yisarif. It's talking about kachim kalim. The pasuk with kachim kalim. And it says, abas that touched any tamei, you're not allowed to eat it and you have to burn it. That's one pasuk. And that pasuk says clearly, a tamei has to be burnt. And how you know somebody goes out of the base of Mikdash by Kachim Kachim, or out of the Yerushalayim by Kachim Kalim, Menolon, that there's a din sreifa. So Mar Mizraya from the Maisa that happened on Shmini Lemaluim with Aaron and Moshe, where they burnt, they had three Seirim that day, the Seir Nachshon, the Seir of Shmini, and the Seir of Shchodesh. Three Chatois, and two of them they ate, even though they were Oinim, because Nolav Avihu died, but the third one they burnt. And Moshe said, why did you burn that? And the conversation went like this. The Chassidim says in the Pasuk, Hein lo yehuva es dama ela kodesh panima. And the Gemara explains the conversation. Omle Moshe la aharon, madu lo echalta mes hachatas. Why didn't you eat the chatas, which is the sar rosh chodesh? Why didn't you eat it? Shem nichlas dama lefnei lefnim. Maybe the dam went into the hechel, which makes it possible, and then you can't eat it? Omle lav, no. Omle shem chutz b'sas yaza. Maybe it went out of the base of Mikdash, out of the Mishkan. Omalei, lavakai, so he was in the kaiyos the whole time. Omalei, so Moshe said to Aaron, if kaiyos shoyso, behela huva is dama la kodesh penima, it was in the kaiyos, it wasn't brought inside the heichel, so what's the problem? I do lai chalta myself. So Mechlal, we see from this conversation, and the way we know both things were asked, from the word kaiyosh and penima, that's what Rashi learns. It's a little different shot, but there's two things. Kaiyosh and penima teaches us that he asked them, did it go inside the heichel, and did it go outside the Beis Hamikdash? He said, no, but it was right here, in the right place. So he said, why didn't you eat it? Okay, that's the conversation. And what Aaron actually answered, that this was kachay dairis, saros chayosh, and that's why he didn't eat it, because he was an oinin. That's the answer. But he might say they burnt it. It's mashma, mechlal, the inafka, if it went out of the Beis HaMikdash, inami ayel dama leflim, it went inside, what's the halacha? It'll be pasul and basreifi. So you have a makar that is a din sreifa for kachim. So two things here. We have one thing about a tamei has to be burnt, but basas yigib chal tamei. It's a pasul by kachim kalim. We have another pasuk by yoytze, which is by kachim kachim, which is a chatos, that if it goes out, it has to be burnt. So Gemara analyzes this. Bishlama nitma, Goli Rachmana v'kachim kalim, and kol shekem v'kachim kachim. Bishlam by Tomei, once we tell you a kachim kalim that it has to be burnt, so we know kol shekem v'kachim kachim becomes Tomei, you have to be burnt. But, yaitzel, ashkem kachim kachim, kachim kalim and all, and had he no kachim kalim, you only find kachim kachim, maybe kachim kalim doesn't need tsreifa, it's not so chomer, maybe it's enough of kvura. Had he no needs tsreifa, you only see v'kachim kachim. That's question number one. Vesu, had the time with the Braisa that the other type of psulim that also need Sreifa. What are the cases? Lon Dama, if the dam that you saw in the Xerika landed up going to the night and you can't make Xerika anymore and therefore you can't eat the basa. What's the luck with the basa? Did you burn the basa? or nishbach dama, the dam gets spilled out. Or yatzah dama chutzaklom, the dam went out of the chutzaklom. What's the halacha? The kaim of a sreifa. We know the halacha is sreifa. How do we know that? So the Gemara has two questions here. First of all, how do you know kachem kalim that yaitze? And how do you know these other psulim, like lon dama, nishbach dama, even my kachem kachem, how do you know those things need sreifa? So the Gemara says, midrav shimon. We learn now, nafgalon midrav shimon. Learn for Rav Shimon, which we'll see won't work out either. And the Gemara will come out to lachem ashim v'sinev. Let's see the Taiwan and the Braisa. Rav Shimon Omer, there's a pasuk that says in Parashat Sav, "V'chol chatas asher yuva medama al oil moyed lechaper bekodesh lo yisoicha be'esh tisarav." So we'll learn now the pshat in the pasuk is like the Rabbanon, the pasuk of Rabbanon Yitzchak Lili had to learn pshat. The pshat in the pasuk is any chatas that the dam is brought inside the oil moyed, which is a psul, a regular chatas is not brought down the oil moyed, so lo yisoicha be'esh tisarav. So you see, limud al chatas shesheva bekodesh. You see a chatas that becomes psul, sreifa has to be bekodesh. You need sreifa, not only sreifa, you need sreifa bekodesh. Only a zubavad sharp sule kachu kachim and muri kachu kalim and all. How do you know other kachu kachim and how do you know muri kachu kalim, which has the same din as kachu kachim, because always have to brew on the mizbeach menayim. Tamalayim are v'chol v'kayish beish yisarev. The pasuk says at the beginning v'chol chatos and it ends off beish yisarev. We darshim v'chol is b'marba. Eschan kachu kachim. We find kachu kachim or a muri kachu kalim. Kachu kalim basar of kachu kalim and all. How do you know? You have to make a beish. You have to burn a beish. We don't know. How do you know? El Gemara says changes. El kol psule b'kodesh b'sreifa loyista kachim kalim loyista kachu kachim. And grad loshen of the shas changes to kol psule dikodesh, not b'kodesh. Anything that's any psul of kodesh is b'sreifa. Sai kachim kalim sai kachu kachim. It's all Gemara Gemira law. It is all halacha l'mesh v'sinai. I by chadas da aron. Why do we have to tell you it was a sreifa? We don't need it. It's halacha l'mesh v'sinai. So the Gemara says shahaya kachaya because that was the ma'isa. And we still have to answer, what do we do with the pasuk of Tamei? Because we have Lachem Yishtinai. And what do we do with the pasuk of this pasuk, Be'esh Tisarev? And we'll see that momentarily in the Gemara.